Good morning and welcome once again to Firm Foundation Christian Church. This morning will be our second of two Thanksgiving sermons. Such sermons or sermons on this topic are always needful. Last week we took a look at Jonah, and Jonah taught us how not to be thankful, and hopefully we took away the lesson from him. And this morning we're going to look at the Apostle Paul, who was always thankful in every circumstance. And our scripture text this morning is taken from the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 1 in verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Paul's greeting in prayer in his letter to the Philippians reads this way. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, one would think that these words were written at the end of a very quiet day in a peaceful period of the life of the Apostle Paul. Well, if that was your takeaway, you are correct in that. See, Paul was writing with a very thankful spirit from prison. He was at peace because he knew that the Lord was with him. This morning, we shall consider what we learn from our text, working from the lesser to the greater. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. We are to thank God for others. We are also to give thanks to others. And finally, we are to give thanks in all things to God. First, we are to give thanks for others. Paul is thankful for the prayers and the fellowship of his brothers and sisters at the church at Philippi. These folks came through in Paul's life, even at times where the other churches were not pulling the weight. He is also thankful for their faith in action, saying, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity." Let us be diligent to be thankful for the faith, the encouragement, and the well-being of other people. In his first letter to the Thessalonians, he writes this, "But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us, greatly desiring to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, in all our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you? For all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God. Night and day, praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. We rejoice with joy over the well-being and especially the spiritual well-being of others." I don't know about you, friends, but nothing gives me more joy than to see God's people going forward, taking that step out on the water in faith. What about God's gift of your wife? Live joyfully and thankfully with the wife whom you love. bear with her. And ladies, bear with your husbands, for they are God's good gift to you. And children, how can we not be thankful for them? A God-given heritage. Maybe this is a difficult time of year for you. Your loved one has passed. Maybe recently, maybe last year, or even several years ago, and the ache in your heart is still there. Well, thank God for them. The years that you had together and the impact that they've had on your life. We thank God for our family, for the Thanksgiving table, for the Christmas table, for those who are still here with us, walking through the journey faithfully, month after month, year after year. And let's not take any of those folks for granted. Though we may be few, let us thank God for the living as well. Let us thank God for those strangers who've done us a kind turn in our lives. Whether we saw it or not, God has raised people up behind the scenes to secure a blessing for you. Let us also give thanks to others. When someone gives you a gift, do you thank them kindly and without grumbling and complaining about it? And when is the last time you mailed someone a handwritten thank you card? I think I can count on one hand the number of those that my wife and I receive. It's a lot easier to shoot off a text or an email, right? But far less personal. Now, when your employer gives you a bonus, or a gift card, or a raise, however small it may be, should you not be satisfied? When your spouse or your child or your parent does something nice, shall you withhold a thank you, thinking that you deserve such a thing done for you? Consider once again the Apostle Paul's example. Did you know that handwritten thank you notes are in the Bible? Probably didn't. But you know, as you read through the Apostle Paul's letters, at the end of most of his letters, we find a thank you note. We find one of these at the end of the book of Romans. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved, Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Finally, and of greatest import, we are to give thanks to God. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful sound to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And isn't it beautiful to hear all of the voices of the saints of one accord singing praises to God this morning? Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations. Amen. Have you ever felt heartfelt thanks to God? Some folks have never truly thanked God. They've talked the game. They even knew of God's existence and went that far, but they carried on in their own way. Even though since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, that is in a manner of speaking, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Others have asked God's help once or twice. Maybe they've even received divine help once or twice. In reality, they've received divine help on a daily basis and then some. But they never bothered to thank Him. In the Gospel of Luke, we read of a story of 10 lepers, 10 men who had an incurable skin disease, kind of like sin disease. And it happened as He went to Jerusalem and He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as He entered a certain village, they met Him 10 men who were leprous, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when He saw them, He said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. He fell down on his face at His feet, giving Him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And He said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Though 9 out of 10 may take God's blessings for granted, a few faithful men and women get it. The 10% get it. And they come back to the Lord God and they say thank you. Are you not thankful for God's help? For God's salvation from sin? For the divine healing, not of your skin disease, but of your sin disease, which is incurable, apart from the divine work of God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but yet Christ Jesus paid the penalty for you, demonstrating His love for you, that though you are in the state of sin, He shed His blood for you, dying on the cross, and believing in God through Him. You have available to you your path to peace with God and heavenly inheritance. Yet will you not return to thank Jesus for sparing you an eternity in hell and offering you a home in heaven? The carpenter is at work today, preparing a place for you. And are you not thankful? Consider the words of Eliphaz in the book of God's servant Job. Now, not everything that Job's friends said applied to Job. But there are many, many things there that we can listen to and take heed. And if the shoe fits, we'll put it on. Are you the first man who was born? Were you made before the hills? Have you heard the counsel of God? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? In other words, do you think you know everything? What do you know that we do not know? What do you understand that is not in us? Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, much older than your father. And here's the question that we all must answer this Thanksgiving season. Are the consolations of God too small for you? In other words, are God's blessings such that you consider them insignificant? Do you disregard God's blessings? And the words spoken gently with you? Why does your heart carry you away? And what do your eyes wink at that you turn your spirit against God and let such words or lack of words of thanksgiving go out of your mouth? What is man that he could be pure, and he who is born of a woman that he could be righteous? If God puts no trust in his saints, and the heavens are not pure in his sight, how much less man, who is abominable and filthy, who drinks iniquity like water? Are the consolations of God too small with you? Oh, will you be found saying, I thank my God. I thank my God. Upon every remembrance of you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of the gentle and sometimes brutal reminders of the unthankfulness that can infect our hearts. Lord, that you might teach us to have a thankful spirit in all things and in all circumstances, such as your servant Paul did. Lord, that we might learn not to take even the smallest blessings for granted. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessing of peace with you. The death of your Son on the cross, the payment for the penalty of our sins in his blood, and the assurance of eternal life which comes from knowing that because you live, we might live also. Lord, that we might find solace in the peace that you offer us. Lord, we are thankful for those who've had such great impact in our lives, who are no longer of this earth. And Lord, that we might be taught never to take for granted those who are with us here today. Lord, that we might, whenever possible, be led to give tangible expression of our thanks. A thank you card. A handwritten note. For such is your word, Lord God, the Holy Bible. And we thank you for its truth, its correction, its encouragement, and the direction that it gives us. in our day-to-day lives. Thank you for your presence here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.